ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 17 विक्टरी ऑफ हिरण्याक्ष ओवर ऑल डायरेक्शंस ऑफ द यूनिवर्स पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 19 द बर्थ ऑफ द डीमन ट्विन्स Sri Maitreya said, The demigods, the inhabitants of the higher planets, were freed from all fear upon hearing the cause of the darkness explained by Lord Brahma, who was born from Vishnu. Thus, the demigods all returned to their respective planets. The virtuous lady, Diti, had been very apprehensive of trouble to the gods from the children in her womb. And Diti's husband predicted the same. Diti brought forth twin sons after a full 100 years of pregnancy. Upon the birth of the two demons, there were many natural disturbances, all very fearful and wonderful. In the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and in between. There were earthquakes along the mountains on the earth, and it appeared that there was fire everywhere. Many inauspicious planets like Saturn appeared, along with comets, meteors, and thunderbolts. There blew winds which were most uninviting to the touch, hissing again and again, and uprooting gigantic trees. They had storms for their armies, and clouds of dust for their ensigns. The luminaries in the heavens were screened by masses of clouds, in which lightning sometimes flashed as though laughing. Darkness reigned everywhere, and nothing could be seen. The ocean, with its high waves, wailed aloud as if stricken with sorrow, and there was a commotion among the creatures inhabiting the ocean. The rivers and lakes were also agitated, and lotus flowers withered. Misty halos appeared around the sun and moon during solar and lunar eclipses again and again. Claps of thunder were heard even without clouds, and sounds like those of rattling chariots emerged from the mountain caves. In the interior of the villages, she-jackals yelled portentously, vomiting strong fire from their mouths, and jackals and owls also joined them with their cries. Raising their necks, dogs cried here and there, now in the manner of singing, and now of wailing. O Vidura, the asses ran hither and thither in herds, striking the earth with their hard hoofs, and wildly braying. Frightened by the braying of the asses, birds flew shrieking from their nests, while cattle in the cowsheds, as well as in the woods, passed dung and urine. Terrified, cows yielded blood in place of milk. Clouds rained pus. The images of the gods in the temples shed tears, and trees fell down without a blast of wind. Ominous planets such as Mars and Saturn shone brighter and surpassed the auspicious ones such as Mercury, Jupiter, and Venus, as well as a number of lunar mansions. Taking seemingly retrograde courses, the planets came in conflict with one another. Upon marking these and many other omens of evil times,
everyone but the four sage sons of Brahma, who were aware of the fall of Jai and Vijay, and of their birth as Diti's twin sons, everyone was seized with fear. No one knew the secrets of these portents, and they thought that the dissolution of the universe was at hand. And so these two demons, who appeared in ancient times, soon began to exhibit uncommon bodily features. They had steel-like frames which began to grow just like two great mountains. Their bodies became so tall that they seemed to kiss the sky with the crests of their gold crowns. They blocked the view of all directions, and while walking about, they shook the earth at every step. Their arms were adorned with brilliant bracelets, and they stood as if covering the sun with their waists, which were bound with excellent and beautiful girdles. Prajapati Kashyapa, creator of living entities, gave his twin sons their names. The one who was born first, Kashyapa named Hiranyaksha, and the one who was conceived first by Diti, Kashyapa named Hiranyakashipu. The elder child, Hiranyakashipu, was unafraid of death from anyone within the three worlds, because Hiranyakashipu had received a benediction from Lord Brahma, which was very unique. This Hiranyakashipu was proud and puffed up due to this benediction from Lord Brahma, and so he was able to bring all three planetary systems under his control.
Guy, Gora, Madhu Sware. Guy, Gora, Madhu Sware. Dihe Thako, Bane Thako. Sadahari, Bole Thako. Shuke Duke, Bulo Nako. Vadane Harinam. Koro re, Gai Gora Madhu Sware. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Jai Gora Madhu Sware. Jai Gora Madhu Sware. Maya Jale Vada Hoye Atomike Kajaloye. Ekonna Chaitanya Peye Radha Madhava Nambolore. Jai Gora Madhu Sware. Jai Gora Madhu Sware. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gora Madhu Sware. आसीले ऋषिके भक्ति बिनो उपदेश एक बार नाम रसे मटोरे जाय गोरा मधुत स्वरे जाय गोरा मधुत स्वरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gora Madhu Swarae. Jai Gora Madhu Swarae. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Gora Madhu Sware Jai Gora Madhu Sware Jai Gora Madhu
Lord Gaurasundara sings the Maha Mantra in a very sweet voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, one should constantly chant, Hari, Hari. One should not forget this chanting, whether one is in a happy condition or a distressful one. One should simply fill the lips with the Hari Nama, holy name of God. Our existential position is that we are bound up in a network of Maya, illusion, and so we are forced to toil fruitlessly. But now we have obtained full consciousness through this human form of life. So we must chant the names Radha Madhava. Our lives may end at any moment, and we have not served the Lord of the senses, Hrishikesha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's final advice is that just once we should relish the nectar of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The demigods, who are denizens of higher planets, are also very much afraid of incidents such as the universe's becoming dark, and so they consulted Lord Brahma. This indicates that the quality of fear exists for every living entity in this material world.
The four principal activities of material existence are eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. The fear element also exists in the demigods. On every planet, even in the higher planetary systems, including the moon and sun, as well as on this earth, the same principles of animal life exist. Otherwise, why are the demigods also afraid of the darkness? The difference between the demigods and ordinary human beings is that the demigods approach authority, whereas the inhabitants of this earth defy authority. If people would only approach the authority, then every adverse condition in this universe could be rectified. So the demigods approached Lord Brahma for the meaning of the disturbance, and after hearing from him, the demigods were satisfied and returned to their homes peacefully. When natural disturbances occur on a planet, one should understand that a demon must have taken birth there. In the present age of Kali, the number of demoniac people is increasing. Therefore, natural disturbances are also increasing. There is no doubt about this, as we can understand from the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. When there are natural disturbances, like blowing cyclones, too much heat or too much snowfall, and also the uprooting of trees by hurricanes, it is to be understood that the demoniac population is increasing, and so the natural disturbances are also taking place. There are many countries on the globe, even at the present moment, where all these disturbances are current. This is true all over the world. There is insufficient sunshine, and there are always clouds in the sky, snowfall, and severe cold. These assure that such places are inhabited by demoniac people who are accustomed to all kinds of forbidden, sinful activity. Many planets are considered pious, and others are considered impious. Saturn and Mars are considered impious. When the pious planets shine very brightly, then it is an auspicious sign. But when the inauspicious planets shine very brightly, this is not a very good sign. People are very anxious for peace in this world, but there are so many unwanted children born without the benefit of the Garbhadhana ceremony, just like the demons born from Diti. Diti was so lusty that she forced her husband to copulate at a time which was inauspicious, and therefore the demons were born to create disturbances. So, in having sex life to beget children, one should observe the process for begetting nice children. If each and every householder in every family observes the Vedic system, then there are nice children, not demons, and automatically there is peace in the world. But if we do not follow regulations in life for social tranquility, then we cannot expect peace. Rather, we will have to undergo the stringent reactions of God's natural laws. There are two classes of men in this world. One is called the demon, and the other is called the demigod. Demigods concern themselves with spiritual upliftment of human society, whereas demons are concerned with physical and material upliftment. The two demons born of Diti began making their bodies as strong as iron frames, and they were so tall that they seemed to touch outer space. They were decorated with valuable ornaments, and they thought that this was success in life. Originally, it was planned that Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, were to take birth in this material world, where, by the curse of the four sages, they were to play the part of always being angry with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As demoniac persons, they became so angry that they were not concerned with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but simply with physical comforts and physical upliftment. In the demoniac way of civilization, people are interested in getting a body constructed in such a way that when they walk on the street, the earth will tremble, and when they stand, it will appear that they can cover the sun and the vision of the four directions. If a race appears to be strong in body, their country is materially considered to be among the highly advanced nations of the world. There is an authoritative Vedic literature called Pinda Siddhi, in which the scientific understanding of pregnancy is very nicely described. There it is stated that when the male secretion enters the menstrual flux in the uterus in two successive drops, the mother develops two embryos in her womb, and she thus brings forth twins in a reverse order to that in which they were first conceived. Therefore, the child conceived first is born later, and the one conceived later is brought forth first. The first child conceived in the womb lives behind the second child, so when birth takes place, the second child appears first, and the first child appears second. So in this case, it is to be understood that Hiranyaksha, the second child conceived, was delivered first, whereas Hiranyakashipu, the child who was behind Hiranyaksha, having been conceived first, was born second. Actually, it is impossible, even for Lord Brahma, to give anyone the benediction of becoming immortal. But indirectly, Hiranyakashipu received the benediction that no one within this material world would be able to kill him. In other words, because he originally came from the abode of Vaikuntha, Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by anyone within this material world. The Lord desired to appear himself in order to kill Hiranyakashipu. One may be very proud of his or her material advancement in knowledge, but one cannot be immune to the four principles of material existence: Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. And so it was the Lord's plan to teach people that even someone like Hiranyakashipu, who was so powerful and strongly built, could not live more than his destined duration of life. One may become as strong and puffed up as Hiranyakashipu and bring under his control all the three worlds, but there is no possibility of continuing life eternally or keeping the conquered booty forever. So many emperors have ascended to power, and now they are lost in oblivion. That is the history of the world.
Recorded May 11, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.